today's contestants, a strategy consultant from New York, New York, Shane Mangan. A heart failure cardiologist from Chicago, Illinois, Ben Chung. And a returning champion, a wine tasting consultant from Dowagiac, Michigan, Jennifer Quayle, whose 4-day cash winnings total $123,300. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Donnie. It's always very special when a Jeopardy player goes over the $100,000 mark, which happened to Jennifer yesterday. She's the only one who came up with the correct response in Final Jeopardy, and she exceeded the $100,000 mark by a hefty margin. So Ben and Shane, you guys have your work cut out for you today. Good luck to all three of you. Here come the categories for the Jeopardy round to play, the easier round, we hope. And today we feature World Capital Attractions, followed by Pink Puri, Celebrity Superfans. We'll deal with American history. Good subject. 21st century companies. And this one I don't know about. Speak to me of fruits and vegetables. Jennifer.
American history for 200.
The 1917 Jones-Shafroff Act made residents of this Caribbean island American citizens. Jennifer.
What is Puerto Rico?
You got it.
History 4.
More Frenchmen than Americans participated in the 1781 siege of this town, the last major battle of the American Revolution. Jennifer?
What is Montreal?
No. Shane?
What is Yorktown?
You got it. You're on the board.
History 600.
This man's 1825 inaugural address had to compete with a traveling circus performing in D.C. Ben?
Who is Madison?
No. Jennifer.
Who's Quincy Adams?
Yes, John Quincy.
American History 8.
Saying, I will make them twins. In 1889, President Harrison blindly signed these two states into the Union. So no one knows which was first. Jennifer.
What are North and South Dakota?
Correct.
History 1000.
Answer. Daily Double.
A 1000.
All right. Real name Mary, this maternal organizer of mine workers in the early 20th century was called the most dangerous woman in America.
Who's Mother Jones?
You got her. You're at 2200.
Fruits and vegetables for 200.
A pea super is one of these weather phenomenons. Ben.
What are storms?
No. Jennifer.
What's a fog?
Fog, yes.
Fruits, 400.
The mock salute called a Bronx cheer also has this fruity name. Jennifer again.
It's a raspberry?
Yeah.
Fruits 6.
To select the best parts of something from what's available, like Johnny does with a box of candies. Jennifer?
What is cherry pick?
Correct.
Vegetables 8.
On the front of the larynx, the thyroid cartilage has a central ridge and elevation called this. Jennifer?
What is Adam's apple?
Right.
Vegetables, 1,000.
If you're wise to what's going on, you didn't just fall off this alliterative root vegetable transport. Jennifer.
What is the turnip truck?
Correct.
Capital Attractions 2.
The Daniel O'Connell Monument on O'Connell Street. Ben.
What is Dublin?
That's the world capital.
Capital 4 is 8.
Gorky Park. Jennifer.
What is Moscow?
Yes.
Capital 4.
The Evita Museum. Ben.
What is Buenos Aires?
Yes.
Capital 6.
The Anne Frank House. Jennifer.
What is Amsterdam?
Good.
Capital 1000.
The Coptic Museum. Ben.
What is Cairo?
You just got yourself out of the hole and into second place. So that's a good moment for us to pause and enjoy these messages before coming back to chat with the players.
Promotional consideration provided by Drive Time. Play Jeopardy with Alex Trebek while you drive. Download Drive Time today.
Would you like to have me, Alex Trebek, with you in your car everywhere you go? With Jeopardy on Drive Time, it can happen.
Can you be here on our road trip?
You bet. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere.
So save me a seat and download Drive Time today.
Shane Mangan is a strategy consultant from New York whose wife is responsible for him being here today.
That's right.
She
Alex.
Didn't take the test for you.
No, she didn't, but okay. She strongly encouraged me to. We got married 2 months ago, and we started having a conversation about finances, and we both graduated from grad school, had a lot of debt, so she's like, you owe it to us to try to go on Jeopardy and win a little bit of money. So I'm here now, and we'll hope for the best.
Did she watch Jeopardy, James?
And she was inspired, but I tempered expectations a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, she'd be looking at that saying, you could make $2.5 million, you know.
Would be nice.
Yeah, all right. Ben Chung is a heart failure cardiologist from Chicago. In your job, what specifically do you concentrate on?
So first thing we do is figure out which patients have heart failure and which ones are sick enough that they might eventually need a heart pump called a VAD or a heart transplant, and then we take care of them after they get their surgery as well.
Are the VADs occupying more time now than heart transplants?
We do more VADs than transplants, but once they get the surgery, they both take a lot of effort to make sure they do well.
Okay, good for you. Jennifer Quayle is our champion. She's very talented, very knowledgeable, and she's also a person who enjoys baking. Not only baking for herself, but entering in baking contests.
It's the county fair, yeah. We have a fair where I live, and I like to enter the home arts contest, and I take cupcakes very seriously.
Have you ever won?
I've won a few blue ribbons. I didn't win this year. I was a little disappointed because I made a filling using the Merlot wine that my employer makes. So I was kind of let down. But my coworkers really like the cupcakes, though. That's the important part.
I'd blame it on your winemaker. Tell him to give you a good cab instead of the Merlot.
Well, that would be my choice.
All right, let's get back into this. Ben, you're out of the hole. You have command of the board. We have three categories still in play. Go ahead.
Celebrity 8.
This director became almost as famous for taunting Reggie Miller at Knicks games as he was for making movies. Ben.
Who's Spike Lee?
He's the one.
Celebrity for 6.
Jennifer Lawrence had a tent set up on the set of Mother where she could keep up with this reality TV family's show. Jennifer.
Who are the Kardashians?
Correct.
Pink Puri 200.
Scientists named a shrimp with a pink claw and the ability to emit very loud noises after this band. Shane.
What is Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Company is 800.
5 years after launching in 2012, this app was processing 1.4 billion swipes per day and had 10 billion matches. Shane.
What is Tinder?
Correct.
Company is 1,000.
A Swedish co-founder of this platform wished to create a service that was better than piracy and compensates the music industry. Ben?
What is the Pirates Bay?
Nope. Shane?
What is Spotify?
You got it.
Country 600, or Company 600, sorry.
As of 2008, you could find places to stay and things to do and earn money from your extra space with this company. Ben?
What is Airbnb?
That's it.
Celebrity Superfans, 1,000.
NBA Hall of Famer Bill Walton followed this truckin' band to more than 850 shows. Ben.
What is the Grateful Dead?
You got it.
Superfans 4.
Having grown up in Overland Park, Kansas, Paul Rudd is a rabid fan of this NFL team. Ben.
What are the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Superfans 200.
Stephen Colbert is such a fan of this author's work, he aired his concerns with Peter Jackson about the elves of Mirkwood. Shane.
It was Tolkien.
Correct.
Company's 400.
The idea for this app was born in 2008 after its co-founders were unable to get a cab in France. Jennifer?
What is Uber?
Good.
Pink Puri 400.
In the late 19th century, some U.S. states required this non-dairy product to be dyed pink so it would not be confused for butter. Ben?
What is margarine?
Yes, less
pink
than a minute. A gin and grenadine cocktail, or a member of a distaff clique in Greece. Jennifer.
What's a pink lady?
That's right.
Company's 200.
Jimmy?
SpaceX was founded in 2002 with the long-term goal of enabling humans to live on this planet.
Jennifer.
What is Mars?
Right.
Pink 8.
You want to receive this for a car, not for a job. Jennifer.
What is a pink slip?
Yeah, now the last clue. In an albino animal, a lack of the pigment melanin causes this usually colored part of the eye to appear pink. Shane.
What is the iris?
That's it. That takes you to 3,600, moves you into second place, and that means that Ben is the one going first in Double Jeopardy after this.
Catching up time for our challengers. Ben goes first. He picks from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Charcuterie. Double O in the responses. Occupationally named authors. We'll go behind the music. We'll deal with awards and honors. And then we'll all fall down. Ben, start.
Music 16.
George Gershwin composed this 1924 piece as a two-piano score, leaving Ferdi Grofe to arrange one piano part for full band. Ben.
What is Rhapsody in Blue?
You got it.
Music 12.
Irving Berlin gave Kate Smith this song for her radio show to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the end of World War I. Jennifer.
What is God Bless America?
Yes.
Charcuterie 400.
Okay, so now we've given nightmares to half of America by showing this colorful carnivore of the deep. Jennifer.
What is a great white?
Great white, yeah.
Shark 8.
The great species of this shark, with a tool in its name, specializes in preying on stingrays. Shane.
What is a hammerhead?
Right.
We'll go with occupationally named authors for 1600.
This luggage carrier wrote Pollyanna, about an excessively cheerful young girl who's now a cliche. Jennifer.
Who's Porter?
Eleanor Porter, yes.
Authors 4.
This grinder of grain wrote some good plays and the screenplay for The Misfits. Shane.
It was Miller.
Arthur Miller, yeah.
Authors 800.
Answer. Nearly double. All right. A chance for you to move into a closer range of our leader, Jennifer.
4,000.
Four it is. Here is the clue. Mrs. Tittlemouse, Tom Kitten, and many other animal characters were created by this artisan.
Who's Potter?
Beatrix Potter. Yes, that's the occupation.
Authors 1,200.
Plant Tender, who was trained as a lawyer and created a famous one. Jennifer?
Who is Gardner?
Earl Stanley Gardner. Yes.
Awards and honors, 400.
The International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences gives out these awards honoring the best of the internet. Jennifer.
What are the Webbies?
That's it.
Authors, 2000.
The Way of All Flesh is an autobiographical work by this house servant. Jennifer.
It was Butler?
Samuel Butler, yes.
Okay. Shark, 12.
This alliterative type of shark sounds like it uses metal shapes to turn dough into Christmas treats. It bites very uniformly. Ben.
What is cookie cutter?
Yeah.
Shark 16.
Pores called ampullae of Lorenzini give sharks a sixth sense that helps detect currents of this in the water. Ben.
What is electricity?
Good.
Music 2.
The ancient libation, revived in hip-hop culture, is honored in Pour Out a Little Liquor by Thug Life featuring this late rapper. Jennifer.
It was Tupac?
Yes.
Awards and honors, 800.
This theatrical club founded by Harvard students began naming a Woman of the Year in 1951 and a Man of the Year in 1967. Ben.
What is a hasty pudding?
You got it.
Shark 2.
In a 2018 Jason Statham film, the Meg is this giant prehistoric shark. Ben.
What is the Megalodon?
Good.
Awards 12.
In 1992, architect Alvaro Siza won this, often called the Nobel Prize of Architecture. And that would be the Pritzker Prize. Ben, go again.
Award 16.
Answer. Double daily double. Shane found the first, you got the second, and you have enough money to take the lead away from Jennifer.
I'll go 6,000.
All right, here is the clue. Defenders of human rights like Nelson Mandela and Colin Kaepernick have won this organization's Ambassador of Conscience Award. Ben? What is Amnesty International, sorry. Pick again, though.
Awards 2.
A French art prize is named for this nude descending a staircase painter. Nominees get to exhibit at the Pompidou Center. Jennifer.
Who's Duchamp?
Marcel Duchamp, yes.
I'll fall down for 400.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa stands on, yet St. Mark's Campanile in this city, seen here, collapsed in 1902 and had to be rebuilt. Ben.
But it's Venice?
Yeah.
Behind the Music 8?
Gloria Gaynor recorded the vocals to this number one hit while in a wheelchair due to a spinal injury. Ben.
What is I Will Survive?
You got it.
Music 4?
Freddie Mercury approved the use of this song in Wayne's World just weeks before his death. Ben.
What is Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
00016?
Never failing, the clue is this. Ben.
What is Foolproof?
Good.
00012.
Docks. This type of billiards establishment is an important setting in the novel Native Son. Ben.
What is Pool Room?
Good.
00002000.
A bugle boy, or a rhyming form of instrumental blues for the piano. Jennifer?
What is Boogie Woogie?
Yes.
Fall Down 8.
In the 1860s, the poles used in creating this communications link fell down when buffalo used them as scratching posts. Ben.
What are telephone lines?
No. Jennifer.
What are the telegraph?
Telegraph, yes.
Fall 12.
In 1871, communards brought down a famous column in this city, but it's been rebuilt. Jennifer.
What is Paris?
Paris, yes.
Fall 16.
In 1969 and 2017, famous trees of this type with a Native American name fell in California. It's bad to cut a driving tunnel through a tree. Shane.
What is Sequoia?
Yeah.
Fall Down 2000.
Archaeologists debate whether this city's walls fell due to an earthquake or siege tactics, as in Joshua chapter 6. Ben.
What is Jericho?
Jericho, good.
88.
Goodbye, so long, this old-time informal synonym. Jennifer.
What is Tootaloo?
Tootaloo, yeah.
400.
West Indian religion derived from African cult worship. Jennifer.
What is voodoo?
Voodoo, yes, and once again, very impressive. 25,200, your total. The game is a runaway. But Ben and Shane are still here for Final Jeopardy. All three of you deal with Oscar-winning films. Make your wagers. Back in a minute.
Tracking a cold front moving into the area, bringing us mild temperatures with rain through much of the day, but that's changing to snow through the overnight. I'm looking at how much snow will fall in your neck of the woods, how long it'll stick around, coming up in my forecast tonight on Fox 45 News.
The Geico Gecko has this regional London accent. What is Cockney? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
One of our most popular subjects for Final Jeopardy, Oscar-winning films. Players, here's your clue. The first words spoken in this 1970 Best Picture Oscar winner are, Ten Hut! Be seated. 30 seconds. Good luck. Great film, great opening. We'll come to you first, Ben. You wrote down your response so quickly on this, I can't believe that you missed it. Let's see. You didn't miss it. You came up with the correct response. Patton, George C. Scott, Oscar-winning role. And you will add 9,800. You'll double your score to 19,600. Let's go to Shane. I believe he may have struggled with this one. Why? Because he wrote down A Bridge on the River Kwai, another great military film. It's going to cost you, though. 9,200. You drop down into third place, and we go to Jennifer Quayle. She's won $123,000 already. How much will she add today? Did she come up with Patton? Sure she did. Does she bet big? You, well, not today. Not today. Oh, all right. 26,200. You'll have to settle for that. And now a five-day total of 149,500. Wonder why she only bet 1,000. Maybe I'll ask her on tomorrow's program. So join us tomorrow to find out her response.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by OxyClean. Work your magic.
Stains can appear out of thin air, but when you get to work, magic happens. The real trick is the next one up your sleeve. We make OxyClean. You make it work. Work your magic.
My friends keep me on the go, even when my back pain says stop.
Asper Cream Warming Patch. Medicated warmth relieves pain up to 8 hours with no odor. Asper Cream.